Mr. Not Sure was a bit of a problem. In fact, he was more than a bit of a problem. He was a big bit of a problem, and he was slowly driving his family mad. His problem was, and this was the trouble, no one knew what his problem was, just that he was a problem. He would lock the front door when he went out, then halfway down the garden path, he would suddenly stop, think hard, and then turn around and go back to the door and check that he had locked it. At the front gate, he would turn again, and this time rush back up the path, rattle the door, then with a sigh of relief that it was still locked, would walk back down the path. Halfway down the street, he would stop again, think hard, again, and yes, you have guessed, run back to his front door. This was very tiring for everyone, including Mr. Not Sure. In bed at night, he would complain of being exhausted before he turned out the light. Just sometimes his coffee was so strong, no one could drink it. This was because Mr. Not Sure often put the coffee in three times to make sure he'd not forgotten to put it in the first time. He had been known to take four baths, one after the other, not to make sure he was clean, but to be sure he had not forgotten the first one. At the bus stop, very often he would let three buses go by without getting on one of them, because he was not sure any of them were the right bus for him. One day he was so bad, doing everything twice, sometimes three times, his wife, Mrs. Not Sure, exploded. Have you ever seen anyone explode? Explode so badly they stick to the ceiling? Fortunately, it does not happen very often, but it did this day. "Go and see a doctor," yelled Mrs. Not Sure, "and stop doing everything twice." Mr. Not Sure got a ladder and carefully pulled Mrs. Not Sure off the ceiling while patting her head to calm her down. Then he patted her head again to make sure it was well patted. "Stop it!" roared Mrs. Not Sure and exploded again, right back up to the ceiling. The doctor watched Mr. Not Sure come into his surgery and sit down, then stand up, go back out, come in and sit down again. "I'm doing everything twice," said Mr. Not Sure, crossing his legs, then uncrossing them, and then recrossing them again. "Doubly twice fluenza," muttered the doctor. "Pardon?" Mr. Not Sure looked at the doctor's lips twice to make sure he'd said such a long word. "Doubly doubly twice influenza," replied the doctor. "That's the medical name for doing everything twice." The doctor gave Mr. Not Sure a prescription for some pills that would stop his problem. "They are very strong pills," said the doctor. "You must not take more than two a day." Mr. Not Sure went to two chemists to get his pills, which is quite normal, as he had not started taking his medicine yet. 2 days later, the doctor had a woman shouting at him on the telephone. The woman was Mrs. Not Sure. "I'm going mad," she yelled. "Oh, my word." The doctor held the telephone well away from his ear. Mrs. Not Sure was shouting so loudly it makes his cheeks rattle. "It's the pills you gave my husband." "Have they made him forget doing everything twice?" asked the doctor. "Oh, yes. They've made him forget to do everything twice all right," frothed Mrs. Not Sure. "Now he's not doing anything," Mrs. Not Sure yelled, "because he's forgotten to get out of bed." "How many pills has he been taking?" The doctor thought he knew what the problem was. "First he takes two like you told him to, then he takes another two in case he forgot the first two," explained Mrs. Not Sure. "So if he takes twice the pills, he will forget twice as much." Now the doctor knew exactly what had to be done. "He must tell him now he must take only one pill. Then he'll take another one in case he forgets the first, and that will make two, the right number of pills." 2 days later, Mrs. Not Sure called the doctor again, but this time she was not shouting. She was smiling, although the doctor could not see that because she was on the telephone. "It's wonderful, doctor. Mr. Notshaw is doing everything once now. It's such a relief." The doctor was very happy. He had made another patient better. So happy, in fact, he allowed himself a chocolate from the box he kept in his desk when he was pleased with himself. In fact, this time, he took two chocolates. That's right. You've guessed. He took two chocolates in case he forgot to take the first one.